At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Live in a living color in Nashville, Tennessee. This is not the Game Blitz. Not just yet. This is The Six. Hi, everyone. I'm Connor Newt, live and in living color with you here on this beautiful Friday night in Nashville. And yes, we're getting fired up for some high school football action. Actually, we're taking you into the pregame coverage of our Metro Nashville Public Schools game of the week between NBA and Pearl Cone, which is going to be an awesome game. You won't want to miss that. But as of right now, we've got 30 minutes. You're stuck with me. We're going to talk a little bit of Tennessee Titans football. We are broadcasting today live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Gabe National Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Brandon Bigsby behind the board. Brandon, how we doing?
Doing well, man. Busy, obviously, with a lot going on. We've got the six. We've got plenty of high school football that we're going to be talking tonight. So, man, I'm feeling good. Football is finally back. The world feels like it's spinning on its axis again, so I can't complain too much.
I told Nick the same thing today on Next Man Up, so I'll tell you the same. And I know it has equal impact on you as it does on me in a very different way. High school football is back, man. And high school football has such a close and dear personal place in my heart. I told Nick this. I'll tell you the same thing. High school football was how I found out that I wanted to be work in sports when I got out of college or got into college and what I wanted to study. And it's the reason I'm standing here or sitting here talking to you about sports every day. It's because the high school coaches at JP2 took a chance on me, allowed me to be around that program and feel the camaraderie in the locker room. And now here we go. So I am beyond thrilled to be a part of our high school football coverage this year. Of course, our Metro Nashville Public School game of the week is coming up next. Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears on the call for that one. You won't want to miss that. Nick Frazier roaming the sidelines as well. But immediately after, it's time for you and me to go to work with Big Joe Dubin. The Game Blitz is back and in full force. We're going to go 9:30 to midnight. All the scores, all the interviews with all the coaches, all the reports of people who are actually out at the games. It's going to be a fun time. So you won't want to miss that. Just thrilled that high school football is back in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really fun time. And, you know, I love what you mentioned there, too, just about the impact of high school football, because obviously we spend so much time paying attention to the NFL and the college level, and rightfully so. But there's just something pure about high school football, right? Especially in this era with NIL and everything that's going on. The pureness, the authenticity of high school football is still very much alive and well. And to just see the community and the camaraderie that is around, especially during week one, it feels ramped up even more. So to be a small part of that, being on this show with you and Joe, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a blessing. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's a blessing. And that's tonight. We'll get into high school football later tonight. We got all night for that. But what we have to talk about right off the dome right here is Tennessee Titans training camp. And most importantly, the joint practice that was held today at Vanderbilt Health Football Center against the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. So what exactly went down? I'm sure you've heard many accounts of what went down. All of DVD was out there. I was out there with them. But here's some of the notes that we saw out there. Cam Ward, the forefront of every conversation with the Titans, as he should be. He's the starting quarterback. A solid day from him out of today. I think I saw Easton Freeze of A to Z compile all of the statistics and ask AI his QBR, and it was above 100. I think it was 101.4 or something like that, which is very good, a very good quarterback rating for him today. And a good, nice showing from him today. found a couple of touchdowns, found Alec Iomanner in a slant across the middle. A great catch by Iomanner, but an even better ball by Ward. That was in the red zone period of today. Lots of checkdowns from him today, lots of screen game, but kind of like I've been talking about, it's okay to hit the easy things. Not everything needs to be the home run ball. Sometimes you got to take the singles and the doubles. And I felt like he did that today. I felt like a lot of our processing things that we've talked about with him, a lot of our decision-making issues that lie with Cam Ward were not as prevalent today as they were in days past, especially last week in San Francisco. Now, there was one major flaw for Cam Ward today, and it was an interception. He was looking for Carnell Tate across the middle, trying to squeeze it into a tight window, and it was picked off by Ty Okada, who I'm not sure I have heard of until today. But regardless, Ty Okada gets a pick on Cam Ward. That was really the only negative I have towards his game today. If you were to ask me a letter grade for him, I would probably go with a B. It wasn't perfect, but I wasn't expecting it to be. You're going up against a Super Bowl defending championship roster and a Super Bowl contending roster at that. This defense is elite. And to see Cam Ward hold his own against one of the elite defenses in this league is rather promising. I can't lie to you. It's reassuring that, yeah, we're not ready to talk about the bus talk just yet. Now, it's one day. Just like how last week it was one day where he looked bad. Today is one day where he looks good. But it is reassuring and a bit comforting to see that Cam Ward didn't fully struggle against one of the NFL's best defenses. On the other side, defensively, I won't lie to you and say I watched a lot of what the defense was able to do, the way practice was set up, and I'm sure many of you were out there. The offense of the Titans and the defense of the Seahawks were on the field closest to everyone. So a lot of what you could see was right there. Behind them was the defense versus the offense, Titans versus Seahawks. But there was some things I got to see. Alante Taylor, big time pick six off of Sam Darnold today. Looked like Sam Darnold was looking for JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's the reigning offensive player of the year, was looking for him. And a great way of jumping in front of the ball, making a play on the ball for the former Volunteer and Alante Taylor. And it was just zoomies into the casa. There was no one in his way, and it was a great play. A lot of roars from the defense on that one. So good for Alante Taylor. And the secondary in general wasn't, from what I saw today, it wasn't as concerning as it had been last week. Now, Cordell Flott allowed a touchdown, which it is what it is. He had a few pass breakups, but he did allow some touchdowns. I believe one was to Rashid Shaheed, who is one of the fastest wide receivers in the National Football League. Elsewhere on the defensive side of the ball, Femi Oladejo is just everywhere, man. Playing with just about all the teams, first, second, and third, getting involved in some fashion on all levels, and just doing a great job of getting to the quarterback, getting pressure, stopping the run. He's going to be a problem this year. I think he is quickly risen up my concern-o-meter, and now he's one of the players I'm one of the most excited to watch this season. He was one I had a lot of questions on heading into the season, but I'm very excited to see what Femi Oladejo can do in his second season, because it looks like, if we're looking at just the eye test, it looks like he's taken his game and he's elevated it to the next level. And that's what you want to see out of a second round pick, especially with some of the concerns we had coming out of last year. He only played in seven games and he was dealing with a lot of injury. And even then, wasn't super effective when he was available. So Oladejo being involved is going to be fun. But that's kind of the news and notes. Jeffrey Simmons, of course, we have to talk about him. He is still a force. There's no other way of putting it. He was involved in a little bit of a scuffle today, which is to be expected when you have these joint practices. Looked like Fernando Carmona was in the middle of it, and an offensive lineman for the Seahawks ripped off Simmons' helmet, and Simmons had to be held back. But nothing too noteworthy. No fireworks, no punches thrown, no one ejected from practice today, so that's good to hear. But Brando, as someone who wasn't out there and a fan that I know you are, how reassuring is it for you to hear some of these things that are coming out of camp today?
I personally love it. And, you know, I know we've talked ad nauseum about Cam Ward, and it feels like it's been kind of this pendulum that has swung one way or the other, depending on how he has looked in practice or some of these joint practices. But I think that the most important thing to me isn't even the final numbers, like the quarterback rating, the 20 for 26. That stuff is all great. I think it's that he is taking the checkdowns. The processing is there, because one of the biggest criticisms of Cam Ward, not just here in Tennessee, but also in Miami, is that he can get a little bit too enamored hunting for that big play, that he will forego the quick, easy option that's in front of him to maybe just take the 3 or 4 yard dump off. Instead, he'll try to wait around, make a play happen, and either force himself into a mistake or end up taking a sack because of the offensive line in front of him. So to see that side of the game growing from Cam Ward, I know it's not flashy, I know it's maybe not anything electrifying, but to see that from him, I think, is probably the most encouraging part of the day. And then you mentioned Femi Oladejo, Connor. I think that that's something that is going to be really fun to watch, because we've talked about Femi Oladejo when he got drafted. He was a project edge rusher, a guy that was an off-ball linebacker that transitioned to edge in his final year at UCLA. And we didn't really get to see him grow last year because he had that injury against the Raiders, and that took him out for the rest of the year. You pair that potential with Robert Saleh, who is known to develop these freak athletes off the edge who play really physically at that position, and you see the development from Femi Oladejo so far, I think that really potentially makes you wonder, how much more is the ceiling of this Tennessee Titans front four, who we've already said is much improved and is probably the strong suit of this team, how much higher is that ceiling than what we maybe even thought it was before now?
Yeah, well, that's the joys of playing in a 4-3 defense. The 3-4 is solid. I mean, it's not my favorite formation of defense. The 4-3 allows you that extra defender on the outside, and most notably, it's probably going to be someone coming off the edge, and that's something that fits Femi Oladejo super nicely. What having an extra defender coming off the edge provides you is that's one more person that the offensive line on the other side has to allocate for. So they could be sending double blockers, Simmons or John Franklin Myers. Guess what? That opens the opportunity up on the outside for someone like Jermaine Johnson or Femi Oladejo or Keldrick Falk to swing around and get to the quarterback or stop the run or something like that. So the 4-3 defense, the system that Robert Saleh runs, I think is going to be integral in what the Titans defensively are going to try and run this year. And Femi Oladejo is going to be a huge part of that. So definitely a player to keep your eye on. And as far as Cam Ward, like I told you, you don't have to take the home run play every single time. Singles and doubles are just as effective in getting points on the board and getting chemistry going. It allows you to, you know, find the high percentage looks and move the ball down the field. It just may take a little bit longer to get into the end zone, and that's okay. As long as you're not doing the Mike Vrabel 17-minute drive for no points, I could live without that. But anyways, Cam Ward taking the easy plays today, I think, is what made him look more effective. Now, it's all situationally based in practice. A lot of these plays may have been scripted, and I think you're going to see some of that on Sunday, especially in that first drive. Last week in San Francisco, the first drive was pretty scripted. I mean, you hand the ball off to Pollard and then have these passing plays for Cam Ward. They were all called in a precise order that was planned. But I think you're going to see that this Sunday. But Robert Saleh said that all starters are going to play in some capacity this Sunday. So I am imagining it's probably going to be a little bit more than what we saw last week. And last week we got 3 drives from the offense. We could be getting into the 4 or 5 range. Maybe they'll play an entire half. I don't know. We'll have to see. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get in the conversation. 3337 says, it's encouraging that I've heard nothing about the offensive line. Yeah, the offensive line was really good today, especially going up against one of the elite pass rushes in this league. You have DeMarcus Lawrence. You have Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams is an inside guy. DeMarcus Lawrence, of course, most notably with the Cowboys, but coming off the edge, one of the elite pass rushers in this league. So the offensive line held its own today. I can tell you that. And Fernando Carmona was a huge part of that. I had the opportunity to talk to him on the Chase and Big Joe show today after practice, and he is learning a lot from playing alongside J.C. Latham and playing on the opposite side of Jeffrey Simmons, which is a luxury that he has that not a lot of players in the NFL have. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll keep the conversation going. What are the things most notable that you want to see this Sunday against the Seahawks in our preseason game? We'll discuss that coming up next. Connor Newt, Brandon Bigsby here with you. This is The Six here on 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. This is The Six here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Brandon Bigsby here with you on your drive home. Don't go anywhere. As soon as we're done here in about 10 minutes, the Metro Nashville Public Schools game of the week, the first of the season, and it's a big one. The NBA Big Red on the road to take on the Pearl Cone Firebirds, two very good teams. It's going to be an explosive matchup. Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears have the call for that one with our good buddy Dr. Crane roaming the sidelines, so you won't want to miss that. And, of course, right afterwards, the Game Blitz with myself, Brando, and Big Joe Dubin. You won't want to miss that. But speaking of things you don't want to miss, the Tennessee Titans in action on Sunday on national television. Suck it, Mike North. National television on Fox, I believe, taking on the Seattle Seahawks in a preseason game at Nissan Stadium. And today, I think for me, in terms of media, was the day I wanted to see how they held their own, because you truly see best on best in a game setting. I don't know how many starters are going to play for Seattle on Sunday. I know all of them are going to play for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, but I think they passed the test. Now, Cam Ward needs to go out there on Sunday and not look as bad as he did last week against San Francisco. In fact, he needs to look significantly better. He needs to look like he looked today. But in terms of what I'm looking for the Titans on Sunday against Seattle, I honestly think it's more of the same today. As Chad in our text line says, after having time to sit on, I really like the offensive line performance today. Can you remember Lawrence or anyone really having much of an impact for the Hawks today? I don't recall it. I don't either, Chad. I genuinely don't remember. I think Cam was sacked maybe twice or would be sacked, but it didn't really impact the drive as much. So I think we need to see more of the same from the Titans on both sides of the ball today. For Cam Ward, it's about taking the simple stuff if the opportunity presents itself. Now, obviously, if you have the home run ball and you know you can squeeze it out, then go for it. But it's okay to take the simple stuff. Carnell Tate was relatively effective today. The run game was pretty consistent. So I think we need to see the consistency that we saw today on the practice field translate into the game. That's the big thing. And for individual performances, I want to see the Carnell Tate experience get up and going. That'll be a fun one to watch. I want to see the Femi Olodijo experience on the other side, like I've been harping on. I think seeing him live and in action and seeing the new and improved Femi Olodijo is going to be something that a lot of Titans fans are going to be excited about if it holds true. And I think it will. But I think there are a lot of things going into the Seattle Seahawks game that you can look at and say, yeah, the Titans have improved from last week to this week. Now, hopefully that holds true in a game setting, but in terms of practice, I wasn't out there last week in San Francisco, but I would imagine that the people out there, like TD, Gaharski, guys like that, would tell you that today's performance was a lot better than last week's. And that's reaffirming to me. It's showing that the Titans have improved and they can compete with some of the NFL's best. Not that I think they're a playoff team or they're going to the Super Bowl, but they can hang in there, and that's something we couldn't say about the team last year. Brando, as we move towards the preseason game on Sunday, what is most intriguing to you? What are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I think I am looking forward the most to seeing, and I know you just talked about the improvement. I'm curious to see if we can continue to see improvement from the defense outside of that front four and front seven, mainly the secondary. I know that we kind of talked a little bit about Cordell Flott and some of the struggles that he has had, but I think that outside of him, you are starting to see slowly but surely that secondary find their rhythm just a little bit. Now, I'm not saying that it's where it needs to be, because I don't think that it is, but I want to see if they can improve from what we saw against San Francisco last week. And another thing I think, too, I want to see if the run game can continue to carry forward the momentum that it has had. It looked great against San Francisco. Apparently, it was dominant again today once again. I know we talk about Cam Ward and just how important he is, and I obviously know that is a huge thing. But if the Titans can set him up with a really good run game, which I think last year, to no fault of Tony Pollard or Tajay Spears, kind of lacked because of the offensive line that they were having to run behind. If that run game can become a staple of this game and of this team again, and they show signs of that against the Seattle team, we might be talking about a Tennessee Titans team that actually has something that is sustainable for an offensive identity that I don't really think that they've had since Derrick Henry has been here. So improvement from the secondary, and can the run game continue to show, I mean, really the signs of a true identity for the offense that they have the first few weeks?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Just excited that football's back, man. National League televised preseason game, which make of that what you will. But everyone will get to watch. The national eye will be on the Titans. The national eye will be on Cam Ward. So ultimately, the microscope is on him this week. And as long as he is not like he was last week and shows some improvement, then I think it'll be a successful week for Cam Ward and the Titans. That'll probably just about do it for us here on The Six. Very quick show for us tonight. We only get 30 minutes with you, but it's for a good cause. Coming up next, as I've mentioned throughout the show and pretty much throughout the day, the Metro Nashville Public Schools game of the week. NBA on the road in week one, heading to Pearl Cone to take on the Firebirds. Going to be a great one to watch or listen to in your case. Greg Pogue, Coach Bubba Spears have the call. Coming up next, Nick Frazier roaming the sidelines. And after the game, don't forget, myself, Brando, and Big Joe Dubin, we got you covered all the way till midnight with all the scores and all the interviews in the high school football world across Middle Tennessee with the game blitz. It's going to be a hell of a time, and we can't wait to see you there. For Brando, Brandon Bixby, my name is Connor Newt, saying so long. We'll see you later tonight on the game blitz here on 102.5 The Game.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.